MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy, all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required. Blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
There is LeBron James news. He will play elsewhere.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
What if LeBron goes to Golden State?
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What a weird ending to your movie, dude. Don't do that.
Earlier on the show, Prime Video TNF analyst Ryan Fitzpatrick. Coming up, The Ringer NFL draft analyst Todd McShay. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, The Rich Eisen Show is on the air. World Cup action tonight for the U.S. men's national team. The only team in the knockout round to take on two countries, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
It's almost not fair.
Oh, wait a minute. just one team. Yeah. That's tonight, though.
Yo, can't wait.
Right now, England is down 1-0 to the Democratic Republic of Congo. People across the pond are freaking out. We're going to keep an eye on that over the rest of this hour. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. We first reached out to our next guest a couple weeks ago when it looked like there was potentially going to be a supplemental draft for Brendan Sorsby. But that's not going to happen. So Todd McShay of The Ringer joining us now to talk about the most pissed off he ever made Mel Kiper Jr. How are you, Todd?
Todd, we got nothing else to talk about now, huh?
Oh, that's something to talk about. I would think.
I pissed him off a lot, man.
I bet. Listen, those draft sets, too, you as you know, people have opinions, and I was on the wrong side. I was on a business end of a lot with Mayock back in the day, too. You know, I mean,
Clawson. No. Either Clawson or Brady Quinn, one of the Notre Dame quarterbacks, is when I pissed him off so much. I wasn't even on the set. I was a pup. I was left back in Bristol. They were live from Radio City Music Hall, and it was like 10 minutes before the draft started, and I started chiding him. It was Clawson, Jimmy Clawson, and we got in this heated debate about how I didn't think he was going to be a good starting quarterback in the league, and I got him so mad he's screaming on the set, as he should be like preparing and like in a good comfortable place.
Yes.
He's screaming on the set back at me in Bristol about I'll retire, I'll walk away from all of this if Clawson doesn't go on to be a great starting quarterback in the league. It was either Clawson or Quinn. I'm sure there are clips out there. And he basically threatened to retire if it didn't happen. And I still every once in a while see someone say, like, you know, why haven't you retired yet? Because it didn't work out that way. But I so mad, and it was early on, so I like didn't. Our relationship wasn't then what it is now and what it developed into, where I was worried that like executives were going to be like, I don't know that this is going to work anymore. You know?
Well, it might have been Quinn for sure, because I remember Brady Quinn sat in the green room for a long time. And there would be maybe enough time to talk about all of that stuff and let it marinate. And I'll never forget that moment, because it was the first draft of Roger Goodell's commissionership. And we're waiting for Brady Quinn to get drafted and showing him waiting as well. And then all of a sudden, he's gone. He's still not picked, but we don't see him anymore. And I got in the ear of our producer on NFL Network saying, where's Brady Quinn? And they get back in my ear and say, Roger Goodell got so sick and tired of watching this kid stew.
Yeah.
He said, I'm removing you from the green room. and I'm putting you in my green room where there are no cameras until you get drafted. And
you know, I never knew where he went.
He went there because Roger Goodell was
interesting.
Like, and then the next year, every broadcast was no longer technically allowed. I mean, I guess the way to put it, to show kids stewing in a green room. Like Goodell was like, that's not what the draft's about. You know, if these kids aren't going to get drafted, we don't need to show them losing their minds over and over and over again. And that's what
it's one of those things where no one involved wants to see it for the young man. I mean, to be invited there, whether they're a mid to late first round pick or an early second round pick, they're obviously a special talent, right? And so no one wants it, but yet it's such compelling television mm-hmm. that you can't help, you know, it's the car wreck. No one wants to get to see someone injured, but like there's a reason why there's, you know, rubbernecking and the pile, you know, all the backups in traffic, because people just are curious and they want to take a peek. And so it's what happens. And it's tough to watch, but it's provided, unfortunately, some of the most memorable moments. You know, Aaron Rodgers was another one where you just Will Levis and the girlfriend at the time. I mean, there's been a lot of them where it's just it's hard to ignore how compelling it is.
Right. And it's not like we never show anybody waiting to be drafted. It's just like, don't make a big deal of it. And I do remember the Willis McGahee draft choice, where Drew Rosenhaus used the constant showing of him to his benefit, constantly putting the phone to his ear, Drew Rosenhaus, to make it look like I'm getting calls.
There's a lot of interest. Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like they were using that. I'll never forget that. And now, what we've definitely been banned from doing is showing a kid on a phone, because that tips the pick. You know what I mean? Like this kid's about to get drafted if he's on the phone. You know, I mean, but the draft is an amazing thing, man. It's amazing. And I know you do it now with the Ringer, and it's just expanded. And so I guess one way to go with you is let's talk Sorsby a little bit here. If there had been a supplemental draft on this kid, where do you think, what would he have been worth in your estimation for someone to do? Let's remove the whole off the field stuff from the equation and talk about his talent, Todd.
Well, what's fascinating about this, Rich, is he's a young man not dissimilar from a lot of other quarterbacks, that you recognize the talent. Like, I recognize the talent, as many people did. And we did a show on Fernando Mendoza last year. And I was like, you know, he's a day two. Like I had an early second round grade. But I was like, if he excels in this new system with Cignetti, with Mike Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, he's absolutely a first round. Like the trajectory is round one. But he's not there yet, right? Sorsby is very much like in that class. Like, I don't look at him ready right now to step in the league and be able to handle all that comes with the quarterback position. Had he been drafted in the supplemental draft and let's say didn't have a suspension and the league just said, hey, well, you know, that was an issue in college. He was a young man. Welcome with open arms, supplemental draft, and do with him as you please, whichever team winds up taking him. So there's no question, 6'3", 235 pounds, live arm, can make just drives the ball, does it with arm angle changes, with off platform throws. There's some Mahomes in his game, like the creativity, the ability to make throws where you just like, whoa, you got to rewind it back three or four times. But like Mahomes, and even greater than Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech, there's a lot of, you know, mechanical flaws, not quite seeing the game yet, forcing the issue. But Sorsby also has this running ability where, you know, talking to a former NFL and head coach, he was asking me about him. And then he popped on some tape. He's like, I'd love to coach him, man. The ability to run, not just, he's got a little elusiveness, but it's more, he's got this acceleration to his game. And then the power at the end of runs. So there's like a little bit of like a Josh Allen or a Tim Tebow in college type element. So there are so many intriguing traits with Sorsby. And then all of this information about the gambling comes out. And now when I'm talking to people in the league, and just from 26 years of doing this, the very first question you ask yourself, because you want to know, football wise, do I trust him at the quarterback position? if I'm going to use a first, second round draft pick on him, do I trust his decision making? But then you start to ask, do I trust him? You know? And so there were varying opinions when after I got done with my tape and I'm staring at a first round talent who's not playing the position at a quote unquote first round level yet. I want to talk to people in the league, and all the responses are, don't know if anyone's going to do it in round one. Don't see him getting to quote unquote day three. He's going to be a day two pick. And most people I talked to, whether it's text or over the phone, were, if they had to guess, it would have been second round, right? And we got a lot of teams that were potentially interested from the obvious, with like the Jets and three picks, the Browns with two picks in the first round. But even beyond, like Pittsburgh, perfect opportunity to bring him in, right? As a second round pick, if they could have got him there and develop him 1 year with Aaron Rodgers there. There were other teams. Arizona is another name that I heard. Even Minnesota. I heard Detroit could have had some interest. So there were a bunch of teams, and it got so interesting because it kind of became like an assumptive close of, yeah, they're going to have a supplemental draft and he'll be selected,
right?
To the point where they scheduled a pro day workout for July 10th. And there was talks about this 1 week window where he could do visits to teams, and teams could, you know, get in the private jet, fly their group down and go work them out. So even though it all happened in a very fast clip after the scare of where there's a lawsuit from the Big 12 and then this deciding, all right, we're not going to try to fight that law firm and the Big 12 behind it. There was, in a 72-hour period, we're already scheduling pro days and trying to figure out the week window where we can go visit with him or bring him into our facility. So I've never kind of witnessed it. You got to remember, the last time we had a player drafted in the supplemental was 2019, Jalen Thompson, the defensive back. So this has not been something that's been prevalent in the NFL recently because of the NIL and transfer portal. There's other options for college players who are stuck in a bind. So I think everyone in the league was expecting it to be a day two pick. I had a fringe first round grade, and now it's, I mean, we can get into it. Now it's about accountability, right? I mean, you're a father. I'm a father. And it just goes down to core principles of, A, let's continue to get help to make sure that this addiction and this problem is something that is, you're never going to, if it truly is an addiction, it feels like it is. It's never just going to be wiped away, but get to a place mentally and emotionally and all the other ways that you need to be where you're handling that. Secondly, I've got to see a young man that takes accountability and a young man that takes ownership. I talk to my kids about ownership all the time. And if you read, you don't even have to read between the lines. The league didn't feel like there was accountability, ownership, admittance, feeling bad about what he did, accepting responsibility, all those things, like core traits, right? And I think that's part of the reason why they weren't willing to just give him an easy out. And so he's got now, what, six to eight months to prepare. I've talked to Drew Fabianich from the Senior Bowl. They've already given him an invitation. And the indication I got was that it's basically accepted. So now you circle that in the calendar in late January and say, you've got all these months to get right. When you're willing to speak publicly, make sure it's your voice, and it's your voice with contrition and an understanding of what you did, and show, like, you're at the big boy table now. There's a lot of, you know, the big boys are sitting there. They're expecting to see you own all of this. And I think by coming out this week and saying, we're not going to file a suit against the NFL and go up against big tobacco, big pharma, like it just would have been the worst plan of attack of all time. Own it, take it, take responsibility for it, and now set your mind towards that Senior Bowl and being ready for that.
Bravo, sir. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. You know, the NFL isn't there as a safety valve. You know what I mean? For somebody that feels that might have an incomplete mark on something that the league is 100%.
Yes.
Staring at the ceiling, worrying about that they are missing. a gambling scandal, right? Like that ain't it. Certainly when he's represented by somebody who, to be honest with you, I haven't spoken to anyone in the league about this, but just knowing everything for the last 23 years, if you remember the collective bargaining agreement, everyone's like, we got to get the lawyers out of the room. That's when Bob Kraft and Jeff Saturday got together and started, you know, the ball rolling. The lawyer that they wanted out of the room from the Players Association was Jeff Kessler, the guy that's been involved in all of this. So, yeah. And would you ever, you know, hire anybody that's trying to sue their way into your business? You know what I mean? Like it just seemed like this was a smart settlement for everybody. And you're right. Like if he's still working on himself and his statement said that, great. You got 6 months to do it, and now you got the Senior Bowl already in your back pocket. Let's roll. I'm with you on all of that. You know, before I let you go here, Todd, now that we're here, right? We're a couple weeks away from like media days of SEC, Big Ten, and all that sort of stuff. Who do you think's got the chance to move up? Right? Like, who do you think's got the chance? Yeah, exactly. Who do you think in this quarterback class? What do you think? Todd,
we're three parts in. We're doing this series on our show. Yep.
You just came from the passing camp, right? You just came from the Manning passing.
Academy, yeah, which was academy. It's always an awesome. It's just a treat being there. It's like Field of Dreams, right? They've got this Friday night thing where everyone from the town and all the parents of the campers come in on one side of the stands, the other side of the stands, 1,400 campers, like late middle school, high school kids learning from, you know, all these talent, like from Arch and CJ Carr and Julian Sain and Trinidad Chambliss, and then at night the quarterbacks who are pro prospects and some of the most of the best quarterbacks in college football are out doing quarterback drills with Eli and Peyton one night. The next night they're doing, they call it Friday Night Lights, where it's like this air it out drills and then throwing, you know, like the skills drill, throwing the golf carts racing across, all this fun stuff, right? And it just, it feels like this last form of pure football out there, right? So that's always fun to watch. And it's good to watch these young men in their own environment, coaching, giving back to the community a little bit, but also interacting and then talking to a bunch of other people who are in and around the game and getting their opinions and just kind of sharing that way. But we're three parts into this series we're doing because this quarterback class is so unique. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about 2024, you talk about 1983 and some years in between. It's got a chance to be the best or one of the best quarterback classes of all time. So we're doing it two quarterbacks at a time. We've done Arch. Dante Moore was the first one. The second one was Sorsby versus Lenora Sellers, the South Carolina quarterback, both very dual threat, mobile, raw, but unbelievably talented quarterbacks. And today we just wrapped up CJ Carr from Notre Dame, who was like, he was the headliner for me, at least at the Manning Passing Academy, and Julian Sain. So two blue blood quarterbacks, stars, faces of college football next year. Here's where I am on it. You ready?
Yep, please.
And kind of surprised. I thought it was going to be Arch Dante neck and neck for number one based off. This is purely off of the tape and where they are now and recognizing that Arch is supremely gifted and has a chance to continue to develop and could very easily be the first overall pick in the 2027 class, but also could go back to school in 2027 and be in the 2028 class. Dante's the highest graded of the six we've done so far. Just the best pure passer, NFL ready, and should only rinse, refine, repeat this year. After that, Lenora Sellers, and that's a name that I want to get out there. South Carolina quarterback is so gifted and can still develop as a passer. Didn't have the supporting cast that Arch had at Texas or Julian had at Ohio State or any of these other guys last year. They brought in Kendall Briles, the new offensive coordinator. Hopefully he takes the next step this year. I think he could legitimately push to be the number one overall quarterback, but right now we've got him at number two. CJ Carr is underrated as well. This is a guy that, you know, his grandfather is Lloyd Carr, mm-hmm. been around ball his whole life. You can see it in just the way he processes. And I think he's going to take another step. You lose two first round running backs. Now the onus is on him. Arch, interestingly enough, at number four, very similar grade to Carr just above him. But I think we know where he can improve as a passer. We also know how 6'3", 230, such a gifted runner. I think it's almost underrated how, like, when I watched his tape and just went back, like, the acceleration and the speed, when something's not there, he's different in that regard. And then I had we've got Julian Sain at number 5 and Sorsby at number 6, but these are all guys who legitimately could potentially be a first-round draft picks. They all have the ability to be. And we haven't even gotten to Sam Levitt, who's transferring from Arizona State to Lane Kiffin at LSU. We haven't gotten to John Mateer from Oklahoma. We haven't gotten to Darian Mensah, who could be the next Miami quarterback that takes that big step, not dissimilar from Cam Ward. He's such a good passer coming out of Duke. And Nico Iamaliava, UCLA, unbelievable talent. Jaden Maiava from USC, I think we're going to see even more strides from him, and he played really well last year. So this group is so unique in the top-tier talent, but also the depth. This is going to be the most – I mean, Rich, you got to be fired up. Yeah. It's what? It's just July.
It's July 1.
I'm ready. Like, this class is going to be different.
Me too, bud. Me too, pal. Before I let you go, one thing for me. If this Manning Passing Academy is anything like, say, the Combine, then there's a lot of chatter, you know, away from others, just chit-chats. You hearing anything about my guy at Michigan, Underwood? Anything about him? Todd,
he wasn't there.
I know that, but you know, obviously, he's a topic of conversation. I'd imagine
a gifted athlete. I'll be honest with you.
If no one was talking about him, that's fine. I was just taking a shot.
The similar talk with him with like Malik Washington, really talented freshman last year at Maryland.
Right.
Just watching him throw the ball, it's different. Watching him just walk out of the tunnel, if you will. It's 6'3 and change, 235 pounds. There are some really raw young quarterbacks. The Mississippi State guy, there's some guys like that, and he's in the same breath. When people were talking about them, Underwood would come up. We got to see kind of that next step.
Yep.
I want to see in a new system, maturity, drilling at home. This offseason is critical for him because where he was as a passer last year does not cut it. And I give a lot of grace to first year freshman, his circumstances, that program, all the things. But there's got to be a lot of maturity in his game, let's just say, from year one to year two in order for him to become anywhere close to what the expectation was coming out. And so it's on everyone in that program to help channel all of that.
Right.
But it was frustrating at times. Like Marcel Reed was frustrating at times, but I watched Marcel Reed from Texas A&M after watching his tape and seeing a lot of the same missed throws and missed opportunities. And I saw him at the Manning Passing Academy and I'm like, oh, this young man has been grinding. Like thicker, looks the part. Ball's coming out quicker, more accuracy. So I'm hoping to see that from Underwood this fall because it's amazing what one off season of kind of, you know, reset, refine, and go repeat can do for a quarterback. When you got to remember, we're talking 18 to 19 years old.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hope, but also a lot of work that has to be done.
Yeah, and a lot of wondering if he had the proper coaching last year. And we'll see what happens now.
No question.
And CJ's brother, Tommy, is on the depth chart there. So we'll see if there's any there on that front. Todd, I appreciate the time. Look for more of my calls and everything else.
You got it, my man.
And
always good to catch up.
Everybody
check out. Fourth, man.
Right back at you.
Right back at you, Todd.
Nicely right. Done, Todd.
Yeah, hey, I didn't say hi to the boys first. How we doing, fellas?
Todd, we're doing great, man. Great to see you, dude.
Yeah?
What's up, Todd?
Great to weekend. See you. What up, Todd?
Todd, I might as well start a tradition with you, too, like with Thorough C. You say hi to us, then I record it. And then we send it to you, and
yes.
You post it, and then the boys say hi. Then Rich gets mad. Rich
don't feel compelled.
Mad about it, yeah.
Don't feel. If this goes on any longer, I'm going to be like Mel Kiper Jr. over Jimmy Clausen now. All right? Man go on with his day. Have a great fourth, Todd. We'll chat soon. Everybody check out
appreciate
the
McShay
show, certainly, as he's going down. That was what a breakdown of the kids that are going to be playing college football. And his opinion of Arch there.
Arch at fourth?
The visions of your yacht based on the trading cards. You have him fading like a Back to the Future Polaroid.
Oh, no. I'm on a canoe now at this point. I'm not like a yacht. Fading. I'm on a canoe.
Like fading, you want to?
Kayak. That's...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And
you want to find
Biff? I can't swim.
You want to find Biff, punch him out, and get that yacht back, man. All right, let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Pella Windows and Doors. Pella. We love having a relationship with them because they're the experts of taking care of you and your home when it comes to your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. And that means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, well, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella Windows and Doors at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. And may I just say this, the doors, they're just as strong as the one that's in the Congo goalie right now.
Seriously, man.
He is shutting it.
Everything.
Yep. The Congo goalie's got his hands firmly on this door and shutting it on England right now. But we'll talk about that when we come back on the Rich Eisen Show. And also a What's More Likely Wednesday edition.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Here on the Rich Eisen Show, we just showed Craig Kilborn's first appearance on this show of many back in 2019, 7 years ago. After his latest, he stayed after class back in May, and we finished up season one of This Was Sports Center, which drops on Friday. Mike Hoskins sent me the rough cut, if you will, and it's in my inbox. I will watch it.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps before the soccer match, because I don't know.
Countdown.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I have not mentioned to you. You know what I'm doing after today's show?
I don't know.
You know the
working on your short game?
It's a show called The Puzzle Room.
Oh.
On Netflix.
Nice.
With David Kwong, and you and a partner. Solve puzzles, you know, live, like, and or on taping or whatever. And do you know who I'm doing it with?
Give us a hint.
Male or female?
Female.
Susie.
That's correct. It's going to be off the rails.
Yeah. I thought that was almost too obvious of an answer.
That's what I was thinking. I
know it's too obvious, right? Yes, Susie and I are doing the puzzle room.
Good luck.
Now we're constantly very competitive when it comes to Wordle every day.
Sure,
like we'll solve it and then send it to the other people.
Oh,
send it to the other people. To Suze or Taylor's doing it. Our kids are doing it. I can hear her cursing when I do better than her. But now we're one team.
And Rich Eisen. That's Susie Eisen.
That's right.
United Front.
That's correct. So. I should make up a t-shirt and put on richeisenshop.com. I survived the puzzle room.
With my wife.
I don't know when that airs. I'll let you know when that airs because it's going to be,
let's see.
It'll be something.
What's today's Wordle?
It'll be, don't do that. Manny in El Paso. What's up, Manny? How are you, sir? Line two, Jay. Line two. What's up, Manny?
Buenos dias, amigos. Vamos, Mexico. But today it's about the USA, baby. Mr. Eisen, the World Cup has been crazy, and you're right. These Europeans are peeing in their pants right now.
I mean, well, France isn't, and we'll see if Spain moves on when it has a chance. Norway didn't, that's for sure. I think there's
they didn't play their starter.
There's the going in the pants when you see Erling Haaland coming your way. That's for sure. He's right there for the golden boot.
I'm going to pull an O'Shea Jackson here. I got to speak with my diaphragm now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I've been a Lakers fan since the original Showtime.
Okay.
I've never been the biggest LeBron fan, but I swallowed my pride when he became a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
If LeBron wants to take his ball and leave, good riddance. Yes, I know he's 41. He's playing out of his mind, but he's taking the easy way out. Hey, I'm 47. I go to work. I make the young guys look silly, too. If he does go home, I hope it's Miami. That way he can hit the retirement home, too. I mean, wouldn't it be a big FU if Jaylen Brown became a Laker? But what really boiled my potatoes is that he broke the hashtag. He turned to one Michael Del Tufo and just switched his hat.
Oh.
Speaking of Mr. Del Tufo, I'm trying to see if he can get Rich Eisen Consulting to a World Cup game. He is a mixed master of sound for Fox, but can't get his friends in? Andrew Siciliano even spoke proper English when he said, "Donde están los boletos?" To the point, he's also the swag king, but hasn't gotten anyone any World Cup merch.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, TJ, did you get a ticket snub by Ashton? I saw him there today, but did you get a phone call, a text message, anything? Yeah, I got
great,
an extra
great point.
Yeah, he's going to the World Cup matches in at Manny. Los Angeles Stadium, but I don't
great
see.
Great point.
I mean, we don't go everywhere together.
Okay, just thank you for the call, Manny.
All right,
El Paso.
Just right. Have a good one, guys. Love you guys.
There
bye-bye.
Goes. Manny. There it goes. Before we do what's more likely? Congo doesn't score again, and it's enough? Or they don't score again, and this thing moves on to extra time?
I got to think England score. I think we're going extras and then PKs. They are just knocking. They're not even knocking. It's like Hodor at this point.
It's yeah, right. It's crazy. There's about 16, 17 minutes, and then who knows how much extra time coming. We're after the second hydration break, or that's coming up. That's the we're after the second hydration break. We're post second hydration break.
Yeah, there's only 18 minutes and extra. Yeah, we're getting down to it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
All right. Do we want to do what's more likely here or after the break? Let's do it after the break.
Let's do
that and have and we'll explore the studio space a little bit here. Let's do that. Meanwhile, I just want to take some time here to help people affected by the Venezuela earthquakes. Your donation through redcross.org/ESPN enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Again, redcross.org/ESPN, please, to donate there. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. We come back, what's more likely, on a Wednesday here on the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Are old batteries the same? That's like asking if all soccer players are the same. Take Messi, the most decorated player ever. Is there any other player who has achieved that? No, just him. Now take Duracell. Is there any other battery with power-boost ingredients inside? No, just Duracell. Remember, goats only trust goats because they're built different. And Messi only trusts Duracell.
Back here on the program for our radio audience, ladies and gentlemen, Harry Kane just popped one of
Harry
the
Kane
during our commercial break. It's 1-1, the sigh of relief from across the pond. As we're now in, the 78th minute of this contest right now?
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be a tight one.
Yep.
It's going to be a tight one. Running a small business means every hire matters, people. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, boy. England and Congo, everybody.
Love it.
Getting tighter. It's tight, tight, tight. All right. In the meantime, though, let's do What's More Likely here on a Wednesday, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do we have over
there? Hey, guys, a happy Wednesday.
Same
hey.
To you. Yeah. I'm out of office tomorrow. Seth Rollins sits in.
Oh, fantastic. This year.
And then Friday, we're just off for the 4th.
Yeah.
So we're going to do What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors right here, right now. What do you have over there?
Yeah, guys, massive, huge, enormous U.S. men's national team game this evening, 8 o'clock Eastern. So is it more likely that the men go on a run and make the semifinals, or we get one more huge NFL trade before week one?
Oh, I'll go huge NFL trade before week one. As much as I'd like to see the U.S. men's national team make it to the semifinals, that would mean 3 knockout stage wins for a side that's only gotten one in a single World Cup.
Possibly beating Spain in the quarter.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know.
It's a tall order, to say the least. And huge NFL trade before week one, trade happens in training camp. It seems that almost happens every year now. So, and I do want your shirt that you're currently wearing, the Max Crosby, Brock Bowers, Step Brothers t-shirt with their silver and black Argyle sweater vest. I want that to be intact for you this year.
Thanks. Jay,
and the rest of the Raider Nation listening to us in the great city of Las Vegas, Nevada, where there's no plaque or signpost from Mo Green, but there soon will be a wedding next week.
There will be, yeah. Heard that.
So... when do we tell everybody to meet at the sign? When are we all meeting at the sign?
Oh, the party bus is taking us.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So long story short, though, is I'm going to go with a huge trade.
You guys feel free.
It could be Max Crosby. I don't know, but we'll see what else.
Feel free to crash, Jay Philly.
Okay.
How about this one, guys? More likely to be the higher total combined Messi and Mbappe goals this World Cup. They currently have 12. Many more matches to come. Or Myles Garrett sacks this season.
Oh, I'll go Mbappe, Messi. I'll go Mbappe and Messi goals.
They each have 6 goals.
They might meet in the finals, number one. Number two.
Possible.
The crazy thing is, I've asked this on Threads. Nobody's responded yet with an answer. Have there ever been a change of hands or feet in the all-time World Cup goals scored list?
In the same tournament?
In the same tournament. Twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Messi passed Klose, and you know who's getting closer?
Mbappe.
Right.
Yeah, one back.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so Mbappe may wind up, Messi took the all-time lead, and Mbappe may take it from him. And Messi could potentially take it back.
It's incredible.
By the end of this tournament. Because there's still a round of 32 for Messi. And then round of 16, quarters, semis, final. It's possible both guys after, like, Messi has 5 more games and Mbappe potentially 4 more. So I'm absolutely going to go with the combined World Cup goals.
You don't think Myles Garrett gets the 20?
I don't know, man. There's a lot more mouths to feed on that defense, or mouths looking to get fed, or mouths that just will feed than there were on Cleveland's defense. So. Yeah. What else you got over there, Chris?
A little football. Already keeping an eye on fantasy, TJ, quarterback sleepers. More likely to be a bigger quarterback surprise this season, Tyler Shuck or Malik Willis?
Well, wasn't Shuck already the surprise?
He played like 5 games
last year. What's the Shuck surprise look like?
Oh, we're looking at like top 10 quarterback.
Top 10 quarterback. Ooh. And the same thing for Malik Willis? Like what's... What's the listen? I mean, if you're going to give me the criteria of what a surprise is for you.
Everyone thinks the Dolphins are going to have the first pick in the draft, right? And you would assume by that they didn't get great quarterback play. So, you know, does Malik Willis win 7-8 games? Is Shuck winning the South?
Well, I mean, if you're saying a surprise threshold is some guy wins seven games and the other threshold is a guy wins the division in second year, I'll go with the guy who's just the threshold of winning seven games. You know, that's why I'm asking you what your metric is on this, because Shuck surprised last year already. You know, when he took over midseason, I thought everybody, I don't know, the fact that he gave Teteroa McMillan a run for his rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year money, I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Okay.
So I think he's already surprised. I'll take Malik Willis on that front. What else you got over there, Chris?
A little hoops. Leaving a Los Angeles star more likely to win another title before they retire.
LeBron.
Kawhi or LeBron?
LeBron's going to go ring shopping in a spot that I think has got a better chance than Toronto. How does that sound?
I'll be honest with you, man. The Raptors are low-key nice, and I don't even know if it's low-key nice. I'm not saying they're going to win a chip.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, and I've never asked this of anyone before.
Harry Kane just scored again, 2-1 England.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Harry Kane to the rescue. One with a head and one with a right foot.
Wow.
So I'll ask you this question. Raptors are low-key nice. Better than the Knicks, who they have to beat to make the NBA Finals and then have to beat and win it all?
I don't know.
To get past what they've
accomplished. You guys lost Mitch Robinson. You know what I mean?
Okay, they lost Mitchell Robinson. Good enough.
Yeah. Well, okay, if you didn't have Mitchell Robinson on the squad.
Is one would say a nice player.
Great, but if he didn't play for you last...
A good player, but not like that's going to break their team?
If you didn't have Mitch Robinson, would you have won the NBA Finals?
I think absolutely we would have. Come on, Mitchell Robinson. I know it's a...
Who's going to come in and play those Mitch Robinson
Well, we would have gotten better free throw shooting.
Well, that's...
There wouldn't have been a hack a Mitch.
That's true.
Come on now.
Hack a Mitch.
Give me a break, man. I mean, he's good, but the difference maker?
Like I'm not saying he's the Knicks difference got, maker. I'm saying
you couldn't have gotten somebody to give me close to the number of rebounds as him and the number of fouls?
I mean, I don't know, because I don't know, like, those last six guys on the bench, I have no idea who they were for the Knicks, but I'm just saying.
Harry Kane.
That was a missile by Harry Kane.
Harry Kane to the rescue. All right.
All right, a few more.
What else you got?
Rich, I'm making you LeBron James. Congratulations.
I will appreciate that. Thank you. Tacos at my house next Tuesday.
If you were LeBron James, what team would you go play for? The Cavs, Heat, Warriors, or the field?
Oh, I'd play for the Warriors. I play for the Golden State. I want to be coached by Steve Kerr.
But if you're talking about ring chasing,
that's a pretty damn good choice of a potential ring chase.
They're not even getting a home playoff series.
Okay, maybe they do with him. How healthy is Jimmy Butler?
Well, I got after the All-Star break.
How close is Cavs, Heat, or other to my Southern California base and home? Which I love so very much.
Not a 45.
Yeah, but his base is also Cleveland, where he's at right now.
I understand that. I get it. I don't know. I want no piece of the Knicks conference. They're the defending champs. I want no piece of that. Why would I want any piece of the Knicks? I'm going to live out west and avoid the Knicks to the last possible minute because they're the defending champs. That's what I would do.
That's funny.
God. Why is that funny?
It's funny.
Why is it funny?
Because
they're intact.
Because it happened.
They're intact. They just lost Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, they're not bringing everybody back.
Okay. Right. Yeah, they are. They're running the whole damn thing back.
Well, except for Mitch Robinson.
Right? What else, Chris?
He's now in Boston. A little baseball.
Maybe Mohamed Diawara could have gotten those rebounds.
My man keeps hitting Schwarber bombs. Is it more likely Kyle Schwarber hits 60 this year? Or any starting pitcher gets the 20 wins?
Who's close? What do we got?
Aaron Ashby is a reliever. Wow. He's got 11.
Right.
Chris Sanchez has 10. Justin Robleski has 10 as well. For the Phillies and Dodgers, respectively.
What about the Miz?
The Miz is at
nine. Yeah,
there's a bunch of guys at nine.
I'll go with it. Starting pitcher gets to 20.
Okay,
it's definitely won't be a Yankee. That's for sure.
Won't be a Met either.
Will they win before Cooper comes home from camp? In 6 weeks, because they haven't won one since he left.
That's true. And now Aaron Boone's saying the guy's got food poisoning on the team.
Who does? A bunch of guys?
Bunch of Yankees have food
poisoning. Oh, great, because I feel just as nauseous watching them.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Guys, right now the Mets have the longest winning streak out of Earth.
Well, TJ, speaking of the Mets, these last two are for you guys. What's more likely to be the larger number? hot dogs consumed by Joey Chestnut on July 4th?
Yes.
Or Mets wins this season?
Oh, wow. Is it 70 for him?
I don't know how many he typically gets.
I think his record, I think, is 76.
Oh, I'll go with Joey Chestnut.
Oh, me too.
It's a Chestnut town, not a Mets town.
Oh, his record is 83. He's down around in the 70s.
Yeah, he's not slowing down. He's not slowing down.
We'll be lucky to get half of that. Half.
Can you dip the Mets in water and consume them as well?
Consult your doctor first. Last one, more likely to be the bigger total. Golfers that Rich beats in Tahoe next week.
Whatever the other thing is.
Or Jets wins this season.
What a total a-hole. I'll go Jets wins.
Because last year that number.
I'm going Jets wins.
One.
This is a great. This may be your finest work. I can admit greatness when I see it.
Thank you.
So, Chris,
even if it's at my expense,
the Jets are going to get at least two wins.
I gotta say, I'm going Rich Golfer.
Attaboy.
Because I've seen Jets play for 50 years.
Thank you for your belief. I hate this team. What's more likely is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. That was outstanding, Chris. That stopped and made me think.
Kind of hit you, didn't it?
Tommy P joining us in hour number 3.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.